Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Right now, though, as you know, on Tuesdays, Newell likes to recognize difference makers in our community. And the NOLA Coalition helps us do that every week by spotlighting someone or an organization that is working hard to make a difference. Remember, the NOLA Coalition came together at a time of unprecedented crime in our community, of record violence in our community, and has brought together hundreds and hundreds of individuals, organizations, businesses, and others that want to make a difference. And I don't think it's only a coincidence that here, just a couple of years later, crime is at historic low levels. It's not the only reason it happened, but it was one piece of a greater puzzle that has driven crime down across the board right now. And it's because of the difference makers. It's not just that there's a coalition, but there's the individuals, the groups, and the businesses that make up that coalition. So I really enjoy these Tuesday conversations when we get to meet a difference maker. And today's difference maker is Nadia Sanchez, founder of Love Your Neighbor NOLA. Hey, Nadia.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. I really do enjoy these segments. You know, so much of what we hear in the media is conflict and negativity and about the horrible, terrible, no good, very bad things going on. And I love that we get to put a spotlight on people like yourself who are fighting for and making a difference. Love Your Neighbor NOLA. That sounds like a great organization. Whatever it is that you do, I love the name. Where'd you come up with the name?
Thank you. So I came up with the name actually just sort of through a personal journey of my own. And I realized through this circumstance that I was going through that people can't love other people any more than they love themselves. And so I sort of made it my mission of the organization to help people discover how to learn themselves so that they can better love other people around them and love their community and love their families. But I think it starts with loving yourself.
So love yourself, then love your neighbor, and good things will come from that. All right. So tell us about the roots of Love Your Neighbor NOLA, how it formed and what it is that Love Your Neighbor NOLA does.
Yeah. So in 2018, I actually lost my mom. She was murdered in a carjacking in New Orleans at my home, actually in Gentilly. And following her death, I really had my eyes open to the crime in the city. But aside from that, the access and availability to mental health treatment, especially for individuals who experience community violence, not just myself in that situation, but the defendants in my mom's case. And so I started Love Your Neighbor NOLA, like I said, to sort of teach people how to discover how to love themselves and that they are worthy of love and they deserve love, and in turn to love their neighbor and others and their families. And so the mission of our organization is to disrupt cycles of community violence by being catalysts for family-centered change. So we center a lot of our programming and the work that we do around the family unit. We think that a really big preventative deterrent to crime is having a strong support system, having a strong family unit, and having a strong community that teaches you there's more life and your life has value. There's more to your life than just ending up dead or in jail. That's kind of what we're all about and how we got started.
Wow, that is remarkable to me that, and so sorry for your loss, that your mother was carjacked and murdered, but that you had eventually the wherewithal to say, how can we not let this happen to other people's mothers, other people's children, mm-hmm. other people's parents, and to focus on the offender and how to prevent potential future offenders from doing this to somebody else, to me is really remarkable. And it's not everybody, not everybody, Nadia, could do that. And that you want to get out in the community and spread a message of love. Love yourself, love your family, love your neighbors, so maybe you won't become a hardened criminal that kills somebody else's mother. That's a remarkable yep. journey and message that you're on, and thank you for taking it. How does this work? So we understand the concept and the roots of it now. So how does it work in our community? What do you and those who work with you do to find people who need love, and hopefully love can overcome evil and make us a safer and more loving community?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an office in New Orleans East. We have a physical location in New Orleans East in a neighborhood that is very accessible to low-income families who might need services that we offer. So we try to be very intentional about the people that we feel are the most susceptible to getting involved in crime. So crime and poverty are inextricably linked, right? And so we try to be very intentional about being in an area, a specific neighborhood that we know families are living in poverty. What we do in our office, what we bring to that community is tangible resources. And so we provide for families free diapers, wipes, clothes, all the essentials you would need if you have a baby, a toddler, or an adolescent child. And then on top of that, we try to meet secondary needs. So what I mean by that is going through my mom's trial, like I said, I realized the lack of accessibility and availability of mental health treatment. What we do in our office is we provide classes to parents. So we provide English as a second language class to our Spanish-speaking families. And we provide parent education and mental health informational sessions to our English-speaking families. And so this brings a little bit more of the education piece into the community. It's accessible to them. They can walk to our office. There's several subsidized housing apartments right around our office space. And so we're in walking distance. We're on a bus line. Like I said, we try to be really intentional about our location and all of those things. And so, that's what we do. And that's kind of how we hope to disrupt that cycle of violence, is by becoming that support system right there in their own community. And they can come to us with a variety of needs, and we can either meet them there in our facility, or we can connect them to the best resource for them.
Yeah, because one of my questions was, and I think you've pretty well answered it, about how do you get those people who need love in their lives, who need to get this education and this information and to learn to love everyone around them, to listen to your message, and by offering them basic needs, and by offering them essentially social work, so anything that they need, they can come to you and ask for help finding. And then you can, once you've befriended them and brought them into your system, then you can try to get them that information and try to really bring about change, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we think of it as a hierarchy of needs. And so we like to say people can't be open to having a conversation about mental health or parent education or applying for that job or going back to school. They can't even think about those things if their brain is being used to think solely about how can I provide diapers for my baby? How can I put food on the table? How am I going to get my kids into daycare? You know, those are very urgent, top of mind, pressing needs. I don't think any of us would be able to think about, oh, do I have time to go to therapy this week if our baby's sitting in the living room crying in a dirty diaper without formula? So we really try to meet that hierarchy of needs. And so, you know, we tick off the tangibles first. We try to relieve some of that mental load for them. And then we get to those underlying issues and we try to help them to see that it's all sort of interconnected and then provide them with the support they need from there.
So you show your neighbors love literally by helping them with those basic needs of life that they need to sustain their families. And then the goal is to teach them to love each other and to love everybody. And hopefully by spreading all of this love, it does eventually reduce evil and crime because people find themselves in better, happier situations. We're talking with the founder of Love Your Neighbor NOLA, Nadia Sanchez. When we come back, I want her to share a success story or two with us here on WWL about how they've seen over the last 7-8 years this actually turn into a message of change. And it's not just some pie in the sky idea of we'll spread love and there'll be less crime, but we'll find out how it literally has worked when we continue our conversation with Nadia Sanchez here on WWL on this Tuesday when we shine a spotlight on difference makers in New Orleans. And Nadia Sanchez and Love Your Neighbor NOLA are this week's difference maker. We're back with that after this. Then we'll get Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers, in to talk about LSU baseball moving on to the Super Regionals on WW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, on Tuesdays on the Newell Norman Show, we always put a spotlight on New Orleans difference makers. And today it's the founder of Love Your Neighbor NOLA, Nadia Sanchez, who really, to me, has done heroic work because after her mother was carjacked and murdered, she chose to try and spread love to a community where crime is all too rampant. She chose to try and help families where members could turn to a life of crime and try and address those needs that they have to try and spread love and use love to try and battle evil and reduce crime in our community. Nadia, you explained how you founded Love Your Neighbor NOLA and how it works. I think some people are probably skeptical that just by sharing services with a needy community and trying to educate a needy community about the power of love and the things that they can do to better their lives, that we can fight crime. Yet you know firsthand that this can be successful, right?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's a very fair and healthy skepticism. I think some of the pushback that we hear, you know, it's not often, but we do hear from people, oh, social services already exist. They already have access to the things you're giving away. But it's deeper than that. It really is about loving people and, you know, showing them that they deserve to be loved and that they are lovable. That's a very, very deep hurt. And I think when you're dealing with parents, a hurt or a wound that deep takes a lot of work. It's not just giving things away. And so, yeah, we do know that it works. And a lot of what I do is not cold calling, but I will drive around our office, or I'll be on my way to the office or from the office, and I'll see families walking from their apartment to the gas station or convenience store, and I'll just pull over and give them a flyer. I'll introduce myself. I'll tell them, hey, we have a nonprofit. It's right over there. It's across the street. You can walk to it. This is what we do. If you have questions, just give me a call. That's how we actually meet a lot of our families. And I know you wanted to hear a little bit about how it works, not just in theory, but in practice. And so I did that with one mom one day. I was leaving our office. She was pushing a stroller and her other son was walking right beside her. He was probably about four. And I just introduced myself. I said, hey, we have an office. It's right there. You live right next door. This is what we do. We can help you with, you know, blah, 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 X, Y, Z. And she came that same day. I went back to the office and she came that same day and she introduced herself and she said, yeah, I'm really struggling. You know, I work at Dollar General, but I'm having a hard time with my kids and just keeping up with bills. And I'm just always stressed out. I don't make enough money at work. So we really kind of got a backstory on her right away. And she plugged into our program. So at that time last year, we had a small group of moms that we were mentoring. So we did a group of about six moms that we did a more intentional sort of mentoring session with. And so we did financial literacy, we did job skills training, resume building, all of those things on top of the parent education and giving away, you know, the tangibles. Fast forward, she was in a sort of unhealthy relationship. She ended up having to move. We helped her get back settled into an apartment. At the time when we met her, she didn't have a car. She was working very part-time. Her kids were not in any type of daycare. She was paying for someone to watch them. So that was eating away at most of her paycheck. She was basically working to watch someone, to pay someone to watch her kids. Fast forward, we've known her for about 18 months now. She works full-time. She has a car. She has her own apartment. Her son is thriving in school. Her youngest is in daycare. She actually volunteers and works with Love Your Neighbor NOLA to help other moms get more integrated into the programming. She stays when we open after hours. She'll stay and help parents do job applications. She'll help them enroll their kids in daycare or apply for daycare. She's sort of the model, and this happened with a few of the other moms that were in our mentoring program specifically. But I think that's the trajectory we're looking for, because we really want to build a model of stability in the home. And so by having the primary caregiver be able to get their footing and be able to provide that stability for themselves and then show other parents, hey, this is possible. This isn't just a giveaway type thing. This is you getting your life back on track. It changes the outcome for the kids, right? So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent the kids from growing up in an environment that produces susceptibility to crime or becoming participants of crime. We're trying to change the trajectory of their outcomes by providing that stability in the foundation of their households. And so she was really a great success story, and she still is, because we have other moms sort of following her lead. But I thought that was a really cool and sort of impactful story.
That is fantastic, and that brings it home. And while I don't think anyone's going to believe that any one organization can end crime in New Orleans, that any one organization can go and address every ill in our society, when we talk about the NOAA Coalition, that's what it is. It's a coalition of groups like yours, of people like you, hundreds, well over 500 now, that have come together to make a difference. And if each of you plays the role that you play to the best that you can and makes a difference in one segment of our community, when you have hundreds of people doing the same thing, I don't think you can argue that the NOAA Coalition has contributed and organizations like you and people like you have contributed to successfully bringing crime to historic lows in New Orleans. Nadia, thank you. If someone wants to volunteer their time or their money to help your organization, how do they help Love Your Neighbor NOLA?
Yeah, it's really simple. You go to loveyourneighbornola.com. We have all of our program information on there. There's a donate tab at the top. That's for volunteer hours, and that's for monetary donations. Loveyourneighbornola.com.
Nadia, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL. And your pain must be immense from the murder of your mother at the hands of a carjacker, but that you've turned it into something that spreads love through our community is remarkable and amazing. And thank you for that as well.
Thank you so much.
New Orleans Difference Makers here on the Newell Norman Show on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.